you know, not to say that, that all NFL players would not support the doesn't guaranteed contracts. This is amazing that you guys were able to stay in one place for so long before you eventually moved on. It seems like kickers and punters, they talk about being, they're so disposable.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I don't like speaking about myself, so I'll talk about him. A guy of his talent ability, I feel like it's easier to stay in a spot with the kicker punter, just because of the fact that I think it's, since there's only one, it's easier for a team to kind of just continue to, you know, extend them before they're, before they get to free agency. And it's not like the, I mean, now punter and kicker contracts have gotten pretty nice, obviously, from where they were probably when he first got in and when I first got in, but they're still not astronomical. So it's not like, it's a lot of money probably for that, that position. But in the scheme of things in the salary cap, it's not as hard for if a team really wants a guy to give them something worth staying for. So it's a little easier, I think. And it's also, I think it's easier to, I mean, I guess it's maybe a more expendable position at a average to below average kind of, I guess, skill level. But when, like, I feel like it's, there's a greater, I mean, it's, the gap is definitely narrowed from when I first got into now. Because it used to, I would say, there was a big window between really good kicker punter and an average kicker punter. Now it's starting to diminish a little bit. So maybe that could be something that changes in the future. I don't know. But I think it's just easier to kind of, this is our only guy, so let's just re-up him and keep him here. So I think that, because I'd say kickers and punters tend to stay with teams longer than any other player.